This is the Music History Today podcast for April 15th. On today's show, Tupac is cited and Joey Ramone passes away. First up, though, on this date in 1960, the song We Shall Overcome was used as a protest anthem for one of the first times when it was sung at a meeting of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. In 1964, Ringo Starr uttered the phrase Hard Day's Night to describe the long shooting schedule for the film the Beatles were filming. The phrase became the title for that movie, along with becoming a song. In 1966, Buffalo Springfield played live for the first time. In 1968, Aretha Franklin recorded her song Think. In 1983, the movie with the chart-topping soundtrack Flashdance premiered. In 1986, Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys was arrested for distributing genitalia art with the band's new album. The court case became a landmark case on the Second Amendment. In 1991, MC Hammer became the first rap artist to sell 10 million copies of an album. That album was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em. In 1994, Tony Bennett recorded his MTV Unplugged concert. In 1997, one of the first K-pop groups, Set Case, was formed. In 2011, Christina Aguilera divorced her husband and the group Block B was formed. In 2012, the Tupac hologram was used during Snoop Dogg's performance at Coachella. In 2014, Sum 41 singer Derek Whibley collapsed from years of alcohol abuse. His life was saved when he was put into an induced coma. In 2017, country music singer Sam Hunt married his wife Hannah Lee Fowler. In 2020, the group Kachi was formed. That's K-A-A-C-H-I. And in 2022, the Coachella Music Festival started up again after being canceled for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns. In classical music, in 1729, Johann Sebastian Bach premiered his piece, St. Matthew's Passion. In 1738, George Frederick Handel premiered his opera, Circe. In theater, in 1961, the musical The Music Man closed on Broadway, and in 1967, the Broadway show Wait a Minute closed. In award ceremonies that were held on April 15th, in 1970, the documentary Woodstock, about the first Woodstock Music Festival, won the Academy Award for Best Documentary. In 1971, the Beatles won an Academy Award for Best Film Score for their movie Let It Be. In 2018, the brothers Osborne and Miranda Lambert were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards, and in 2019, Aretha Franklin received a Pulitzer Prize Special Citation honor. Albums that were released on April 15th include in 1964 when Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells released Together. In 1966, the Rolling Stones released Aftermath. In 1970, the Reverend Al Green released Green is Blues. In 1971, Grand Funk Railroad released Survival. In 1974, Lynyrd Skynyrd released Second Helping. In 1977, Little Feat released Time Loves a Hero. In 1978, Andrew Gold released All This in Heaven 2. In 1982, Anvil released Metal on Metal. In 1983, Bad Brains released Rock for Light. In 1986, Billy Ocean released Love Zone. In 1989, Leo Kottke released My Father's Face. In 1991, the Doobie Brothers released Brotherhood, and the Grateful Dead released One from the Vault. In 1996, David Gray released Sell, Sell, Sell. In 1997, INXS released their last album with lead singer Michael Hutchence, Elegantly Wasted. In 1997, same day, Savage Garden released their self-titled album. Brand Van 3000 released Glee. Bucko 9 released 28 Teeth. The Jerry Garcia Band released How Sweet It Is. Teddy Pendergrass released You and I. And Depeche Mode released Ultra. In 2003, Fleetwood Mac released Say You Will, and ZZ Top released Mescalero. In 2007, The Simple Minds released Sunday Express Live, Volume 1. In 2008, Rush released Snakes and Arrows Live, and in 2016, PJ Harvey released the Hope 6 Demolition Project. Singles that were released on April 15th include, in 1965, when Jackie DeShannon released What the World Needs Now is Love, and the Supremes released Back in My Arms Again. In 1966, Simon & Garfunkel released I Am a Rock. In 1971, the Supremes released Nathan Jones. In 1972, the Rolling Stones released Tumbling Dice. In 1974, Dave Loggins released Please Come to Boston. In 1982, Patty Austin and James Ingram released Baby Come to Me. In 1986, Janet Jackson released Nasty. In 1987, Crowded House released Something So Strong. In 1991, the Doobie Brothers released Dangerous. In 1993, REM released Everybody Hurts. In 1996, No Doubt released Don't Speak. In 1997, Hanson released Bop, and U2 released Staring at the Sun. In 2005, the Black Eyed Peas released Don't Funk with My Heart. In 2008, Jason Mraz released I'm Yours. In 2016, Jacob Whitesides released Lovesick. And in 2017, Lil Peep released Awful Things. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 15th include the Empress of the Blues, Miss Bessie Smith, also Latin singing sensation Luis Fonsi, country music singer Chris Stapleton, songwriter Linda Perry, Ed O'Brien of Radiohead, Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, country music artist Roy Clark, Phil Mogg of UFO, rapper Ghosta Mane, singer Esther Dean, singer Tommy Vext, singer Jackie, singer Anthony Green, rapper Lil Got It, singer Liaz, Thomas Mars of Phoenix, singer Marsha Hunt, mastering engineer George Marino, composer Michael Kamen, singer Samantha Fox, songwriter Mike Chapman, singer Dave Edmonds, Clarence Satchel of the Ohio Players, singer Marty Wilde, singer Bob Luman, Tim Field of the Springfields, Matt Reed of Berlin, Graham Clark of Wet Wet Wet, Ben Kasica of Skillet, Mark Mazark of Another Bad Creation, singer Ed Cooley, Adolph Jacobs of the Coasters, Stuart Wolfstenholme of Barclay James Harvest, and guitarist Jeff Golub. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 15th include composer Johann Treber, who passed away in 1719 at the age of 76. Composer Johann Goldberg passed away in 1756 at the age of 29. Composer Giuseppe Bano passed away in 1788 at the age of 77. Organist Vaclav Brixey passed away in 1803 at the age of 65. Composer Johann Fuchs passed away in 1853 at the age of 67. Composer Jan Kanka passed away in 1863 at the age of 90. Organist William Jackson passed away in 1866 at the age of 51. Pianist Stephen Emery passed away in 1891 at the age of 49. Composer Eduardo Cadella passed away in 1924 at the age of 82. The writer of The Phantom of the Opera, Gaston Leroux, passed away in 1927 at the age of 58. Composer Antonio Smareglia passed away in 1929 at the age of 74. Composer Rafael Casimiri passed away in 1943 at the age of 62. Composer Juan Lecuona passed away in 1954 at the age of 54. Singer and actor Pedro Infante passed away in a plane crash in 1957 at the age of 39. The man nicknamed the father of modern Ukrainian music, composer Boris Liatoshinsky, passed away in 1968 at the age of 73. Composer Giovanni Dianzi passed away in 1974 at the age of 68. The man credited as the creator of Cubop, And also salsa music, Latin jazz musician Machito passed away in 1984 at the age of 76. Pianist Yuri Igorov passed away in 1988 at the age of 33. Atlantic Records executive and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Nasui Erdogan passed away in 1989 at the age of 71. Jazz pianist Cleo Brown passed away in 1995 at the age of 85. Composer Alexander Teneff passed away in 1996 at the age of 67. The legendary Mr. Joey Ramone of the Ramones passed away from lymphoma in 2001 at the age of 49. Composer John Verrall passed away in 2001 at the age of 92. Pianist Will Reed passed away in 2002 at the age of 91. Rockabilly singer Ray Kondo passed away from heart issues in 2004 at the age of 53. Singer John Fred passed away in 2005 at the age of 63. Drummer Blinky Davison of Refugee, The Attack, and also The Nice passed away in 2008 at the age of 65. Conductor Jean-Francois Palliard passed away in 2013 at the age of 85. Guitarist Alan Holdsworth of the group Soft Machine passed away in 2017 at the age of 70. Songwriter Sylvia Moy passed away in 2017 at the age of 79. Songwriter Les Reed passed away in 2019 at the age of 83. Singer Joe Terry of Danny and the Juniors passed away in 2019 at the age of 78. Jazz saxophonist Lee Konitz passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 92. Singer Dries Holten of Sandra and Andres passed away in 2020 at the age of 84. And Specialty Records record label executive and record producer Art Roop passed away in 2022 at the age of 104. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 16th, when in 1990, the Nelson Mandela Tribute Concert was held at Wembley Stadium in London, England.